This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Howard Roberts, Movement Respondent versus State of Missouri, Respondent Appellant, decided August 29th, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Howard Roberts, Movement Respondent, v. Nozen SD38530 and 38579, filed August 29, 2025, State of Missouri. Respondent Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable David C. Jones, Senior Judge, appeal dismissed and case remanded with instructions. The State of Missouri appeals from an amended order and judgment, amended order, purporting to grant an amended rule. 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief brought by Howard Roberts, referred to as Defendant Roberts or Movant. 1. In the amended order, 2.1, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2018, unless otherwise specified. All statutory references are to RS Mo Cum, Supetu, 2013. 2. With respect to the amended order, the requirement of Rule 74.01a, that an order be denominated as a judgment or decree to be appealable, does not apply to a Rule 29.15 or Rule 24.035 proceeding. See Wise versus State, 219 SW3D 270, 272 MOAP 2007. An order sustaining or overruling a Rule 29.15 or Rule 24.035 motion shall be deemed a final judgment for purposes of appeal by the movement or the state. Rule 29.15K, Rule 24.035K, Sanford versus Century Tel of Missouri, LLC, 490 SW3D 717, 722, Moard Bank, 2016. The motion court, 1, addressed only two of Movant's 6 viable claims and granted those 2 claims. 2, vacated Movant's felony conviction and sentence and ordered the matter be reset for a new trial. And 3, ordered Movant be immediately released from the Department of Corrections, DOC, during the pendency of the appeal. The state argues inter alia. 1. This appeal must be dismissed because the amended order is not a final judgment. And 2, the motion court clearly erred in ordering that Movant be immediately released from the docks while the state's appeal is pending. We agree with both arguments. Therefore, we dismiss this appeal and remand with instructions for the motion court to vacate the order authorizing Movant's release during the pendency of the appeal. Factual and procedural background. By amended felony information, Defendant Roberts was charged with violating per arrear 570.145 by misrepresenting the validity of a stock purchase agreement and thereby knowingly obtaining control of at least $50,000 belonging to the victim. The Honorable David Jones was the trial judge. Prior to trial, Defendant Roberts waived jury sentencing. Following a jury trial, Defendant Roberts was convicted of the Class A felony of financial exploitation of an elderly person. Thereafter, Defendant Roberts' trial counsel filed a motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV, or for a new trial. This motion challenged the sufficiency of the evidence and raised 4 alleged trial court errors. On June 22, 2018, the trial court conducted a hearing during which he denied Defendant Roberts' post-trial motion and proceeded to sentencing. The state requested a 10-year sentence, and Defendant Roberts' trial counsel requested that he be supervised on probation. The trial court ultimately imposed a sentence of 20 years imprisonment. Defendant Roberts appealed his conviction to this court. In one point on appeal, Defendant Roberts argued that the trial court erred in overruling the motion for JNOV or a new trial due to insufficiency of the evidence. No challenge was presented to the length of Defendant Roberts' sentence. We affirmed his conviction and sentence on direct appeal by order and memorandum, State v. Roberts, number SD35583, MoNuts app filed August 7, 2019. Our mandate issued on November 21, 2019. On February 7, 2020, Defendant Roberts filed a timely original motion for post-conviction relief pursuant to Rule 2915. This proceeding was assigned to Judge Jones as the motion court judge. On February 13, 2020, retained counsel filed an entry of appearance. Following 2 requested and granted 30-day extensions, counsel timely filed an amended motion. 3. The amended motion listed 10 claims of ineffective assistance of counsel. None of the claims addressed Movant's sentence. In November 2023, the motion court held an evidentiary hearing on the amended motion. At the hearing, Movant abandoned 4 of his 10 claims, leaving 6 viable claims for decision. 4. On April 18, 2024, the motion court entered an order, the original order, containing its findings of fact and conclusions of law that explained why all six of Movent's viable claims were denied. 5. Accordingly, the motion court denied Movent's amended Rule 29.15. 3. This court has independently verified the timeliness of Movent's post-conviction motions. Seymour v. State, 458 SW 3D 822, 825-26, Mounted Bank, 2015. Doris v. State, 360 SW 3D 260, 268, Mounted Bank, 2012. 4. Movent specifically abandoned claims 3,